Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, parents. We are so grateful that our show is one of your family's picks for entertainment and education. So we can continue to make the kind of shows you like to listen to, we've created a short survey, and we'd love it if you could take a minute to answer a few questions. To take the survey, just go to realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, you'll be entered to win a prize pack from one of our shows. Thanks, and happy listening.
This is Season 2 of the totally unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Charlie.
Danielle.
Connor.
Sullivan.
Ben.
Zach.
Gustavo.
Nicholas.
Matan.
My name is Reese.
The best items in Minecraft have enchantments. Do you want a sword that does more damage? A pickaxe that gets you more stuff? A bow that shoots infinite arrows? It all starts with an enchanting table.
So to make an enchanting table, it is 4 obsidian, 1 book, and 2 diamonds.
So first you need to get 4 obsidian, 3 on the bottom, and then 1 on the second row in the middle. And then you put 1 diamond on each side of the obsidian that's on the top, and then you put a normal book on top.
To get higher level enchantments, you should build bookshelves around your enchanting table.
So, if you put like a bunch of bookshelves around the enchanting table, you see these little white things coming from the bookshelves and into the enchanting table. That's sending, well, how I interpret it, it's sending information from the books to the enchanting table.
An enchanting table can be affected by up to 15 bookshelves.
So I would recommend building yourself a little room just for the enchanting table, putting it in the middle, and then surrounding it with as many bookshelves as you can.
Enchanting also requires experience levels and lapis lazuli.
You just have to put the lapis in, and then what you're enchanting, then it gives you the list of options on the screen. You can't read it. It's a mysterious Minecraft language.
The choices that appear on the enchantment table are written in a different alphabet. Even if you can read the words, they don't tell you what the enchantment will be.
The more likely the enchantments are going to be good is if you have more XP. If you have 36 levels of XP, it's probably going to give you something really good.
You can see one enchantment in advance, but you might get more than one. The scary part is, until you enchant the item, you don't know exactly what you'll get. So if you're hoping for one special enchantment,
you don't know if it's going to give it to you.
We enchanted a ton of armor once. We really wanted fire protection, but we never got fire protection, and it was very disappointing.
We'll get some enchantments soon, but first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. This is crafted from 1 apple and 8 gold ingots.
Golden apple.
This mob appears if you go too long without sleeping.
Phantom.
Blazes and ghasts both shoot these.
Fireballs.
To craft a beacon, you need one of these.
Nether Star.
If you feed this treat to a parrot, it kills them instantly.
Cookie.
Tube, brain, bubble, fire, and horn are different types of this block.
Coral.
Let's get back to our enchanting table. When you finally choose an enchantment, what are you hoping for? What are the very best enchantments in the game?
Sharpness 5.
Sharpness is an enchantment that makes swords and axes do more damage. What does the 5 mean?
The number means the rank. The first is the lowest, the second's the highest, the third's, and so on, until you get the 5.
You just made your sword a lot more powerful. What are some other top enchantments for swords?
With my sword, I would put knockback. This is actually pretty good for fighting any mob, actually. If you have knockback, if you hit it with your sword, the mob, it sends it back flying. It's really good.
So basically, if there's, let's say, a zombie and you're about to battle, you can hit the zombie and you never get a chance to go because he just flies back.
I say looting is the best because there's a higher chance of mobs that you kill will get a better rate of better drops. If you kill an Enderman, mostly you will not always drop an Ender Pearl. But if you use looting, it might be a higher chance of it dropping an Ender Pearl.
Fire aspect, because it sets the mob on fire when you attack it.
And also fire aspect, if you kill a chicken or a cow, it will be cooked for you automatically when you kill the mob.
My mom has that enchantment on sword. She likes to kill chickens with it.
You get cooked chicken.
Fire aspect only works on swords, but if you want to set mobs on fire with your bow, there's an enchantment for that too.
I'd probably say that another great enchantment would be flame. Fire aspect is also good, but here's the thing. With a sword that you put fire aspect on, you'd have to be close to the enemy. However, flame, it can be at any distance, which means you could just be shooting all sorts of enemies and then everyone's on fire.
In fact, there are a lot of powerful enchantments for bows.
There's a good enchantment for a bow called Infinity.
You have an infinite amount of arrows and never run out with your bow.
Of course, enchantments aren't just for weapons. What are some of the best enchantments for armor?
Feather falling.
If you have it on like your armor, you take less fall damage. Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it only works on boots. You can't put it on your helmet because you won't fall on your head.
My favorite one, which I just do for fun, I think it's called Frostwalk.
Frostwalker is another enchantment for boots.
When you walk on water, it just turns into ice the second you touch it. So it's like really cool. You can just run down lakes wherever you walk and makes a trail of ice.
So I would just take them and just make a little mini ice skating rink and just go sliding around by myself.
But sometimes it's really annoying if you're trying to fish. You're like, why can't I do this? And then you're like, oh, there's ice beneath me.
I gotta say, fire protection is also really good. The thing about fire protection is that just put it on one armor, boom, you're immune to fire, lava, and all sorts of things.
Thorns, because you can deflect attacks, basically. Like, if you get attacked, you can send the attack back to them.
For my armor, I would put unbreaking, so if I'm in a fight, it's less likely for my armor to break.
Unbreaking. That's our pro tip of the day. Unbreaking is one of the most useful enchantments in the game. If your armor has unbreaking, there's a chance that it won't lose durability when you get hit. In other words, the armor lasts longer. And it's not just for armor. Unbreaking works on weapons and tools too. Want your favorite fishing rod to last longer? Give it unbreaking. Like many enchantments, unbreaking has different levels. Do you know what the highest level is for unbreaking? The highest level is Unbreaking 3. You can expect a sword with Unbreaking 3 to last about 4 times as long as an ordinary sword. That can be a huge deal, especially if the sword has other prime enchantments. We've enchanted our weapons and armor. What about our tools? Some of the best enchantments in the game are for tools.
Just sheer usefulness would be Silk Touch.
Silk Touch on a pickaxe causes many blocks to drop themselves when mined, rather than their usual drops.
When you mine normal stone, like the stone you find in mines, if you have a Silk Touch pickaxe, you can mine it and still get the stone back and not get cobblestone that you usually get.
There are other great enchantments for pickaxes.
Yeah, efficiency.
Efficiency makes you mine faster. So basically, it just makes you mine really fast so you don't have to spend hours just looking for that one diamond that you need.
Fortune, because it's really good for mining. So let's say you have a diamond pickaxe and you have Fortune 3 on it, and you find diamonds, there's a possibility that it could give you 4 diamonds from one diamond.
Here's one more trick. If you have a favorite tool or weapon with lots of great enchantments, you can use an anvil to give it a special name.
I like to call my axe, my favorite axe, Le Choppity Choppity Chop.
A trident? I named the sound that a dolphin makes. Or something like that. U-H-U-H-U-H-E-U-H-U-H-E. Until there was max letters.
We've heard about a lot of amazing enchantments already in Minecraft. But what if you could add more? What enchantments would you want that aren't in the game yet?
I would like an enchantment that makes it so that every time you hoe the ground, it's automatically watered. The water sprinkler.
It would do a different effect with the hoe. I want it to make all the crops bone meal, and you could just plant seeds and then get wheat immediately.
One shot. You could do like an extra 100 damage, but it doesn't always have to be it, because then you could literally beat the whole game in like 2 seconds. So basically, it's like a 15% chance that it'll one-shot anything.
Oh yeah, I would love to add gloves into the game or something, and you could like enchant the gloves with a Hulk Smash-style clap where you smash the ground and it would send blocks flying everywhere.
I would make an armor enchantment that would make the user be able to teleport. You'd have to click on your armor and then click on where you want to go, and that's where you would go.
Maybe for the boots, like Hermes or something, the boots make you fly.
It would have little derpy wings on the sides, and they would just be flapping really quickly, and you would just sort of hover in the air.
And there's one more thing for a bow, that if you use it on anything in a 50-block radius, it will start following that animal or anything, like a mob or that person, and it'll keep on following them until it hits it. And the speed increases every 10 seconds. I would call it smart bow.
Imagine if you could enchant an enchanting table to make a more powerful enchanting table to give you the better things.
How about you? What do you think are the best enchantments in the game? If you could add new enchantments, what would they be? Now, here's a story from Abigail.
This is a story about when me and my friend were going mining and we ran into something unexpected. So one day I was mining and I noticed that there were just like random particles falling from above me. So I decided to see what was there, and then I heard these noises and I realized that they were slimes. And my friend really wanted to kill a bunch of slimes so that she could make a slime block. So I called her over and then we were mining upwards, which you shouldn't do, but we mined upwards. And then we mined into the cave and there were like a bunch of slimes. And when you kill a slime, they turn into like tiny slimes and it gets really annoying, so we killed them all. And then there was one slime that was still alive and it was like chasing after my friend. It was trying to kill her, but it just couldn't. We took it back and we put it in a little pen so we could like keep it as a pet. I just thought it would grow up and like become this huge slime that would like attack us. But it didn't, so we have a pet slime now.
On the next show, we'll learn how to fight some of Minecraft's tougher mobs. Until then, here's a challenge for you. Go into creative mode and set up an enchanting table. Use enchantments to create your own ultimate battle gear. What enchantments did you get for your armor? How about your weapons? Happy crafting!